USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has passed a bill forcing the Director of National Intelligence to declassify information related to the origins of the coronavirus. The passage coming on the same day that President Biden ordered intelligence officials to redouble their efforts to uncover information regarding the origins of the virus. The Senate's bill gives the Office of the DNI 90 days to declassify all information relating to potential links between the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the origin of COVID-19 and deliver an unclassified report to Congress. And Pacific Gas and Electric has reached a settlement with 10 communities in 3 Northern California counties over damages caused by a 2019 wildfire. The October 2019 Kincade fire that burned about 78,000 acres and destroyed nearly 400 structures was determined to have been caused by PG&E power lines in the area. The $43 million settlement will be divided between the 10 municipalities. The company still faces 33 criminal charges in connection with the fire. This is USA Radio News.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
President Biden wants U.S. intelligence officials to redouble their efforts to investigate the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. In a statement, the president said that there was insufficient evidence right now to confirm either of 2 leading theories behind the origins of the virus. Senator Lindsey Graham says it's vital to get China to cooperate into any investigation, but the only way to do that would be through sanctions. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that he intends to introduce those in Congress soon.
So how can the Congress help President Biden? We should put together a sanctions regime against China, put in place sanctions until they fully cooperate with the international community to find out the source of the virus. I don't think without sanctions, without international pressure, they're ever going to help. So you can look at this till you turn blue in the face. The only way China's going to respond is when the world makes them respond. So sanctions led by the United States, embraced by the world, I think would get us to where we need to go. And I intend to introduce those sanctions relatively soon.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Senate Republicans are expected to unveil a counterproposal to President Biden's infrastructure plan on Thursday, after rejecting a revised $1.7 trillion proposal from the White House. The GOP's bill is expected to have a price tag of nearly $1 trillion. Senator Roy Blunt says their proposal will focus on core infrastructure. The Missouri Republican tells Fox News that it won't be paid for by a hike in taxes.
Our 2 guidelines on infrastructure have been, it has to be really infrastructure, the kinds of things that people 6 months ago or people that talk about this issue would have believed, roads, bridges, highways, ports, airports, water infrastructure, not the caring infrastructure. Not that we're necessarily saying those things are bad, they're just not infrastructure. And the other guideline was, we are not going to get into the 2017 tax bill. It was producing great results at the beginning of the pandemic. The corporate rate made us more competitive all over the world for the first time in a long time. No inversions were occurring during that entire period of time between the time that bill went into effect. A lot of good things were happening.
And Royal Caribbean says it's received approval to run simulated cruises next month, the first step in returning to sea. The company says it's received CDC approval to run the cruise in late June to test out COVID-19 precautions with around 1,000 volunteers on board. If all goes well, full cruises are expected to resume in August or September. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.